Local every weekday between noon and 2 on Talk Radio 640 WGST. And we turn now to our weekly segment with Rick Limpert, the number one sports technology writer in the country. Is that true, Rick?
Yeah, evidently that's true. And some statistics that came out October 1st for the 12 months prior. I know you guys have ratings in what you guys do. Evidently, I have ratings and unique visitors to what I write, and I was the top in that category. So that and $3 will give me a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Exactly. Well, I mean, to me, you're number one anyway. This is just more validation to it.
Well, thanks, Sully. You're too kind, but I appreciate it, and just I love doing this segment each week, so I love it.
Some great stuff to get to with Rick Limpert, who you can hear right here on Talk Radio 640 WGST every Friday, our segment with him. He is an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor. You can read his daily technology column, which he writes for Examiner.com, and of course, he's all over the Twitter. You can find him there. His Twitter handle is Rick Roswell. And let's talk a little bit about here about the reorganization that's taking place somewhat at Google.
Yeah, Google's always going through reorganization, it seems like, a lot of the tech companies. Larry Page is one of the founders of Google, probably the person that's most affiliated with Google, most people know. He's stepping back from the day-to-day duties of the business. He's going to focus on long-term and long-range projects. And I thought this was kind of big news because it's like other companies, Fortune 500 companies, how there's kind of a succession plan in place. And kind of sometimes it's good for the owners to take a step back and let some of new fresh ideas come out, and that's what Google's trying to do. So I thought that was pretty big news this week.
It's pretty amazing to watch what Google does now that they are what they are, but to think, though, that as you look in the rearview mirror, 15 or 16 years ago, Google was just a tiny company trying to get in the mix here.
Yeah, real tiny. And is there a more watched company than Google now, Sully? It used to be IBM and maybe one of the car manufacturers, but I think Google and maybe Apple are the two most watched companies right now, and they're tech companies, so that's kind of the age we live in right now.
Talking with Rick Limpert, you can follow him on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell. An update to the MARTA On The Go app.
Yeah, for a landing here, the MARTA app got a little bit of a refresh over the last couple of days. Some bug fixes, real-time data now available on when trains are arriving and departing, and alerts when there's changes to the bus schedule, and then also alerts for on the weekends, for the MARTA riders on the weekends when they go down the one track in some areas when there's construction going on. The MARTA On The Go app will now have all that information. So big for MARTA riders. I ride it sometimes, and it's good to have that information in your hands.
For people who are unfamiliar with this MARTA On The Go app, it actually is really cool, especially for keeping track of where the trains are. But I was amazed to see how clear the maps are as it relates to the buses, too. The buses are all tracked on there, and you can literally see where the bus is in relation to where you are and know how soon it's going to be to you.
Yeah, so MARTA kind of got a bad rap, but this app is really good as far as modern and technology driven information right at your fingertips, and kudos to MARTA because this app is very well done.
Talking with Rick Limpert, our weekly segment with him. You can follow him on Twitter. His handle is Rick Roswell, and you can check out his website, rick.info. On the continent of Africa, Wi-Fi is transforming life over there.
Yeah, because it's free. A lot of the countries in Africa are now offering free Wi-Fi to their citizens, and I think maybe we can learn something this summer because it's helping with education, it's helping with business, and helping with the GDP of countries in Africa. So I think there's no way around not having Wi-Fi anymore, and making it free for the citizens is really helping countries in Africa like Kenya and Rwanda. So something to watch.
I'm kind of curious as to when the concept of free Wi-Fi is really going to catch on here in the United States. I know that the cable companies would probably freak out over it because free Wi-Fi would mean then a lot of people might not have the need to have cable anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly what it would need. And it's going to take a big company or a big organization or the government championing the free Wi-Fi to make it available. So know, it does cost something to offer free Wi-Fi. Somebody's got to pay for that, and that's what they'd have to figure out. In Africa, it's the governments that are offering this. And, you know, big government, small government, this country, that's a big argument. The elections were over this week, so that might be a battleground in elections coming up, is free Wi-Fi.
Talking with Rick Limpert, our weekly technology segment with him here on Talk Radio 640 WGST. Rick is also a contributor to the website gafollowers.com, and you can follow them on Twitter, gafollowers. The idea of the hotel room key is obviously long gone, where most hotels are using those access cards, but now even those access cards could begin to vanish from hotels.
Yeah, this is going to start at Starwood hotels, Starwood properties. These will be Sheratons, Westons, W's, you know, the hotels that you stay at, Sully. So these are, for their preferred customers, they're going to have an opportunity to download an app, and through the Bluetooth on a phone, it will unlock and give you the information on your room key. So we talked about you'd be going to a kiosk to check in at hotels. That's evidently going away. You'll just be able to walk into the hotel and check in right on your phone and go to your room and get settled. So this is pretty big tech news from Starwood Properties.
I think I'm going to still be using those cards, Rick, because I don't fit the specifications for those hotels. You usually find me at a Days Inn or an Econo Lodge.
Sorry, I thought you were a Starwood property kind of.
Oh, I like their hotels, and I've even had the privilege of being in a couple of them from time to time. You know, usually just passing through or going in for a free cup of coffee at 7:30 in the morning on my way to work.
Well, something to shoot for, Sully. Your show's taking off soon. You'll be staying at the Ritz's of the world.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about what Southwest Airlines is doing, their new partnership with Beats Music.
Yeah, Beats Music is always in the news, it seems like. Now Southwest Airlines is partnering with Beats Music. Of course, Beats bought by Apple. And on Southwest Wi-Fi-enabled aircraft, you'll have the opportunity to see and use the Beats Music streaming music system. So Beats libraries, hundreds of playlists, you'll be able to use that right on Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines big in Atlanta now. So bring your headphones along the next time you're going to be on Southwest Airlines. This is actually pretty cool and pretty innovative.
Have you had the chance to sample what their streaming music sounds like? They have a good library to choose from there?
Well, I've played with Beats Music just on my mobile devices. This was just announced by Southwest a couple days ago. It's pretty good. It's similar to people use Pandora, Spotify. They're all similar. They're all a little different in certain ways. It just gives you a good opportunity maybe to discover new music and then to listen to some of your favorites first in there. So streaming music is kind of where it's at when it comes to music now.
Well, we like to keep it in the family here at WGST, Rick, and always mention that iHeartRadio is also a fantastic platform to listen to streaming music on your mobile device or anywhere you are at iHeartRadio.com.
I love iHeartRadio, too, and that is streaming music also, so that kind of fits the bill.
All right, Rick Limpert, that'll conclude our technology segment with you. Great work, as always. Be sure to follow Rick on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell. You can visit Rick's website. It's ricklimpert.info, and be sure to check him out on Everything Georgia, his new partnership with them. You can read more about them and check out some of Rick's content there. It's gafollowers.com, and be sure to follow them on Twitter as well. Hope you have a great weekend, Rick, and thank you for joining us as always.
You too, Sully. We'll be talking Black Friday and holiday gadgets in the coming week, so look forward to it.
Looking forward to it. This is Talk Radio 640 WGST.